Telling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena Kirsten, how are you?
Good.
I'm slightly apprehensive about the genre you've brought us this morning. What's it called?
It's called Zydeco. How come you're apprehensive?
Just the title of these songs.
And hey, I just have to say, Kirsten, I actually thoroughly enjoyed listening to the tracks you sent me.
And did they have a familiar, like, you think you've never heard of it, but when you hear it, you realize you have. Because it's, so Zydeco is, it's got its own Grammy Award. It's in any, you know, films. So it's from Louisiana in the United States. And so films set there, ads set there, apparently the ad for Popeye's Chicken, which we don't have here, but people probably heard of it. And so, you know, it's played at like football games that are set there or sort of political events set there. It's sort of, you know, one of the sounds of Louisiana. But what's weird, so Louisiana, for those of you who are geographically challenged, is that sort of boot-shaped state in the southern United States.
Yep.
But it has a different history than some of the rest of the states because it was settled by French people. And so there's a lot of French influence in the people and then in this music because they speak, they have their own language called Louisiana Creole, which is sort of a more French pidgin language. And some people have probably also heard of Cajun people, which are the white people from there. I think Adam Sandler played a Cajun guy and Waterboy. It's, they've got this, they've got a really sort of cool accent. And so Louisiana, because it was settled by French, the Africans were treated different. They had a lot more freedom. They could own land. And so they just developed their own culture that's kind of different than the rest of African-American culture. And that's part of this Zydeco. And I guess even having accordion is from the like more European, you know, like Central European influence.
Should we
the French.
Hit the first track so people
hit
can
it, hit it too.
So this is Ya Ya by Buckwheat Zydeco. Is that, am I saying that right? Zydeco?
Yep.
So I thought it kind of had a reggae vibe.
Yeah, they will do all sorts of styles. And then I guess remix to be their style, you know what I mean? So they'll do, they'll cover songs.
Right,
but
okay.
Of course, the, their language, because one of the musical roots of this is another genre called Lala. So they obviously
good night.
Like this.
So what time was this, Kirsten?
So this is, it's quite a newish genre in that, like, it, even though it sounds like a folk music, it started in the 60s.
Okay, so it is, it's got a recentish history then.
Yeah, and it had some big hits in the 80s. So I don't know if you heard the song, Sitting on My Ya-Ya Waiting for My Lala.
I haven't heard this song, but as soon as it started playing, I kind of knew what you meant about it. It has a familiar sound to it.
Yeah, like one of the other big hits they had in the 80s was a song called Toot, My Toot Toot, Don't Play With My Toot Toot.
Oh, okay.
What's, you might not know the answer to this, Kirsten, but what's with the reference to food in a lot of the titles to the songs? Like, a lot of them will reference chicken or cornbread or like...
Yes, food is a big one. I think they're just talking about their culture. It was party music at house parties, which for them is literally parties in houses. You know, we, when we say house party, we mean house music party. So yeah, they will talk about food. It's kind of celebrating their own. Any song about jambalaya, right?
Yeah.
Which is a stew. Yeah, that's all from this area.
Okay, okay.
And the big, they use an accordion and a washboard. You know those washboards?
Yeah, I could hear the washboard at the start of the song there. Well, you can still hear it, actually.
You can see how it's party music, too. It does make you want... You can see yourself, you know, like...
Bopping along.
Bopping or grooving.
Yeah, and you can hear the accordion solo. So you can imagine live, you know, the accordion's got this sort of punchy sound jamming out live in a home. You know, you don't need, you know, so much room.
It does also make me feel like, you know, you're walking down the street on a sunny day in the middle of a movie. It's got that kind of, like, movie music sound to it, too.
Yeah, and so this said, you know, anything like in if you go to New Orleans, all the tourist shops were playing this music,
right?
Which is weird because this is not from New Orleans.
No,
New Orleans has a lot of amazing music, jazz being one of them that it was part developing. This was the rural Louisiana music.
So for those of us who are geographically disinclined, where are Louisiana and New Orleans in relation to each other? Are they quite close or are they spread out.
New Orleans is in a city. It's okay. Like one of the big cities in Louisiana. But so New Orleans is like at the toe of the boot, but mm-hmm. Louisiana, you know, then stretches up and over. And also this music was done in Texas.
Oh, okay.
Texas is right next door, and so the borders blend.
So it's kind of got a sort of a bit of a country flavor the more rural you get.
Absolutely.
The closer.
It's totally a rural music. And now here's the weirder thing. Due to people moving at certain, you know, sort of times of low job, as well as just its popularity, there's more Zydeco bands outside Louisiana than there are in Louisiana.
Wow, that's quite something.
Next up is
apparently
Kirsten.
Oh, I was gonna say there's bands and festivals in Japan, in Australia, all over the world, and the rest of the United States.
Far the song okay, is "Give Him Cornbread" by Beau Jacques. Is that right?
Yeah,
Jacques, and
yeah,
the Zydeco High Rollers.
So cornbread. Food from the area.
Text in 5395 and let us know what you think. I'm really into it. I thoroughly enjoy listening to this music.
I'm like, I probably wouldn't sit down and listen to Zydeco.
See, I actually think I would.
I would want to go to a Zydeco party. You know,
yeah,
put
so
on your cowboy hat.
That'd probably be very fun, yeah.
And you have these foods. Oh, and there's a particular dancing thing. It looks like swing dancing. It's a couple dancing.
Oh, couple dancing.
Yeah, like swing dancing or salsa, you know?
Is this terrible that this reminds me of the chicken dance that people used to do at primary school discos?
I think the chicken dance would suit this music.
Yeah.
With my cornbread. I can imagine putting this on while I'm like changing my sheets in my room on a Sunday. I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah. Or like cleaning the house, you know?
Yes, I think the thing is,
I would enjoy sort of stumbling upon this live. Probably wouldn't maybe go out of my way to find it.
Apparently it's played in all the like tourist shops in New Orleans. Now, the interesting thing, these people have their own name. They're called Black Creoles, and Creole is sort of just means like mixed or created. And so these people are mixed African Caribbean, Native American, and European.
So
they kind of separate themselves from African Americans. They're called Creole people.
So I was first familiar with that term from Beyoncé's song Formation.
Yes, yes.
And she talks about it in that song. She talks about Louisiana and she talks about a lot of things.
Well, you can see with Beyoncé's mom, you can see her. She's definitely got a really mixed background, and they do. You know, French and Spanish, as well as Native American. And so they, and because, like I said, for so long they had sort of a slightly different history than the other African Americans. They spoke French. Oh, yeah, we're breakdown here.
That washboard.
Some people know the record label Rounder that does a lot of what people would call world music, Rounder Records.
All right.
And so this would be on that label, which is ironic because, you know, they call it world music. It basically just means non-mainstream pop because, you know, for Americans, this is local.
Yeah. Well, apparently, we had some local stuff here. Peter's texted in to say he used to go see Zydeco bands sometimes play at the Glue Pot in the 80s. That's not something I would have expected. Oh, there's a rooster in this one. Blimey.
I think it's a chicken. This one's called They Stole My Chicken, and it's by Keith Frank.
They Stole My Chicken.
They Stole My Chicken.
I thought you said They Stole My Chicken.
No, They Stole My Chicken.
We can call it Based Chicken.
Based the Chicken.
I think this is about chicken robbery.
Oh, that's so interesting to hear this New Zealand band, because I think it was, one of the websites mentioned New Zealand having Zydeco bands, but I hadn't really come across it.
That's so interesting.
Interesting.
I'm sure y'all can be singing along to this.
They stole my chicken. They stole my chickens. I think it is the kind of thing that after a while might start to... The repetitiveness might start to do your head in a little bit. Maybe I'm showing
that. Can't be worse than last week.
What did we have last week?
Acid House. Acid Rock. And it was that the acid one that house. Was just repetitive, or was it the week before one. That?
Hey, different stripes for different types.
Different strokes, different folks.
That's the one.
So you gotta grab your partner, swing them around, and do sexy dancing.
I can imagine this would be quite fun to dance to.
I love how you say that, Kirsten, as if anyone can just grab someone and swing them around. Like, but, that takes practice, I think, and, like, professional dancer, you know?
I'm so curious as to what the scene was like at the Glue Pot when Zydeco bands were playing, because I just always associate the Glue Pot with Hello Sailor or different kind of a vibe.
Imagine showing up there and everyone's singing They Stole My Chicken.
What kind of clothing goes with this? Is there a fashion that goes with Zydeco at all?
So the cowboy. The colorful cowboy. You know, not the actual working cowboy. We're talking purple and sparkles and red and feathers, you know?
Somewhere towards Dolly Parton situation.
Yes.
Fantastic. Yes. Well, that was
a ride.
That was a ride. That was Zydeco. Fantastic. Thank you, Kirsten. What are you going to be bringing us next week?
We might as well stick with the Zeds. We're doing Zolo.
Zolo. Very cool.
I just, like, you say these names of genres, and I'm like, I have no idea what that is.
This is just a bunch of letters.
I know, but then when you hear them, you know them.
Yeah. Hey, thank you so much, Kirsten. I hope you have a lovely weekend.
And as you'll hear, Zolo, too, is something that you know and it's familiar, but it is weirdly named genre. It's not as organic as, say, this one that's out of a community.
Okay. I'm always interested in those ones.
Find out more next week.
See you then.
All right.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.